Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe in Mayfair right now. Joseph, how are you, pal?
I'm doing fantastic. And before I get into the sports, Joe, you better have endurance if it's 2-2. You better work on your cardio,
yep.
Playing one-on-one.
I am working on that. And I've been doing that for about two and a half months.
Running or walking?
Both.
Okay, that's good.
Yep.
Do more running.
I know.
Because if you're mostly a jump shooter, you better have endurance and have your legs for that, or it's going to be a hard battle for you. Just like it is for the Phillies window, I don't understand why people think the window's still at least half open.
Oh.
Jody, I love you to death. Been calling you for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. Both of you guys are my two favorites of all time. Name me a player in the Phillies where their ceiling is going to go higher or much higher right now. We're going to go position. Harper, injury prone, on the decline, has moments. Bryson Stott is what he is. Trey Turner is on the other side of 30.
Hold on, Joe. Let me ask you. Are we talking about the Phillies the next 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? Or are you just talking about 2025?
This year and next year.
Okay.
Schwarber might be out of here, who's your clubhouse leader. You don't have a center fielder. You have a GM and ownership not willing to put the chips in so far this year, especially when Alvarado went out. So you're taxing your bullpen, who's probably got nothing left in the tank for a September-October run. If your starting pitching wasn't over-pitching and pitching over their head, they'd be nowhere near the Mets right now. They're the only reason they're in it. Their hitting and scoring position's always been bad. Tell me why you guys think the window is at
starting,
least half open.
Starting pitching. That's why the next 2 to 3 years, I think they project as a playoff team. Zach Wheeler, Lazardo,
Ranger gone.
Well, we'll see about that. I mean, Sanchez not. I mean, you know, Nola, I don't think is going to be a zero moving forward. I think we'll see. I'm not predicting he's going to be the old Nola, but I don't think he's a bum. I think the answer is starting. To me, the reason the window is still open is starting pitching, and I think Middleton will spend money.
Wild card contenders, possibly. World Series or World Series champions, no shot.
Well, for what it's
worth, they don't even have the chutzpah for this anymore.
Joe pointed it out the other day. Ooh, you realize they're only 3.5 games from being out of the playoffs. Well, they won yesterday, dropped to 4. Yeah. You realize they're only a game and a half from having the best record in baseball.
Yeah, Joe, you're not.
They're closer to having the best record in baseball than being out of the playoffs, and you're talking like they've got no shot.
Yeah, Joe, here, let me just say this about the 94, 5, and 6 Phillies as it relates to the 93 Phillies. Thank God the 94, who there was no playoffs because of the strike, 95 and 96 Phillies didn't make the playoffs. Thank God. Because had they made the playoffs, they could have tarnished the legacy of the 93 Phillies, who then people would say, oh, they're a bunch of bumps, because they made the playoffs every year but never won the World Series. Like, I think you're being too hard on them. And look, I'm frustrated too, Joe, that they have taken some steps back in certain areas. You're right. Stott's lack of development is a freaking concern. But, you act like they're bums.
I'm not saying bums. I say wild card contenders, pretenders, but not World Series. When you have an owner and a GM and a manager, does the clubhouse trust ownership, management, and this manager? Who runs the clubhouse? I don't see things on a daily basis with this team. I don't. That shows me they are a professional World Series contender.
All right, one more question for you, Joe. Yep. Give me the legitimate World Series contenders, the group that the Phillies are not one of.
And
I don't think they're better than the Dodgers. I don't think they're better than the Cubs. I don't think they're better than
Cubs.
The Padres.
What have the Cubs ever won?
I'm telling you, I don't think they're better than them. I didn't say nothing about what they won.
They're one game behind them in the standings right now. The Cubs have not won anything in the postseason for the last 3 or 4 years. But you're saying the Cubs are and the Phillies aren't.
And Joe, I brought this out to 2 years ago. Don't tell me in mid-July 2 years ago you thought the freaking Texas Rangers and the Diamondbacks were going to play in the World Series. I mean,
Absolutely not. But with the way their swing rate's going backwards, it was in the top third. It's now near the bottom again. You're seeing a lot of bad habits. The bullpen.
Well, I agree with that.
A ton of bad habits again where they try to play hero ball, and look how many runs they've scored over the last 15 games. It's less than two per game.
Their hitting is going backwards by year. It's a concern. Joe, I need an answer from you. Silly but fun.
Just real quick, on Jalen Hurts, I'm looking forward to seeing him relax now where he doesn't feel like he has to do anything. I want to see how he plays without this big cloud on his entire back to where he can play more relaxed and see if he actually can put up top four quarterback numbers this year. What's really fun, absolutely, and we do it once in a blue moon, is a freaking great food fight.
No, food fight is a good answer.
Yeah. Rarely happens. So once in a blue moon is being nice. Like, I don't know if I've ever been in a food fight, but
high school. Maybe. It's a long time ago.
I don't even remember. It was more of a cliche that there was a
I don't know if I ever have.
I've never been in a real food fight ever.
No, it's more of a TV thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
TV shows.
Did you start it, Jody?
Yeah.
good man.
That's awesome.
Good man.
I started it verbally.
Ah.
And got hit first. But I readily admit, I instigated.
And fun variety? Like, not mean, but fun?
It started fun, but it got a little mean at the end, and we all got in trouble for it.
Shocking.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.